The driver's chair was practically touching the steering wheel, and for a second I thought I was going to have to push down the pedals with one hand and drive with the other. But I managed to find the lever that made the seat slide back, and the car started on the first try.
"Damn it, Dresden,"
Murphy wheezed.
"There were weapons involved. We have to go back."
Mouse sailed into the back seat through the open door, and Molly closed both doors on that side of the car. I rocked the steering wheel and wiggled the Saturn loose from the snow, then started off down the street. I still had an irrational smile plastered on my face. My cheeks hurt. "Not a chance, Murphy. We can't just let them go." I suppressed another round of adrenaline giggles. "They aren't going anywhere. And I'm persona non grata, remember? You want to get caught at the scene of a shooting with me mixed up in it?" "But damn it, Murphy," I said, exasperated. "Do you want me to go to jail? If we go back now, Torelli's goon tells him I shot him. They take my gun, and if they can find the bullet, or if it's still in his leg, it's assault with a deadly weapon."
"Not if you were defending yourself," Murphy grated.
"In a fair world, maybe," I said. "As it is, if there's no one but outfit goons there, two guys with records and a known association, both of them wounded, the cops are going to assume that they quarreled and shot each other. Two bad guys go away, you keep your job, and I don't get pulled off this case, which is the same thing as getting killed." I glanced aside at her. "Who loses?" Murphy didn't say anything for a moment. Then she said,
"Everyone loses, Harry. The law is there to protect everyone. It's supposed to apply equally to everyone."
I sighed and paid attention to the road. I'd drive for a few minutes to be sure we were in the clear, and then circle back to Michael's place.
"That's wishful thinking, Murph, and you know it.
Pretty sure Marcone's lawyers love that attitude."
"The law isn't perfect," she replied quietly, "but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to make it work."
"Do me a favor," I said.
"What?"
"Hold your nose shut, put on a Philadelphia accent, and say, 'I am the law.'" Murphy snorted and shook her head. I glanced aside at her. Her face was pale with pain, her eyes a little glassy. Her left arm was wrapped up in what looked like strips torn from Molly's t-shirt. I checked the rear view. My apprentice was, indeed, wearing nothing but a green lace bra under her winter coat. She was crouched down with both arms around Mouse, her face buried in his snow-frosted fur. "Hey, back there," I said. "Anyone hurt?" Mouse yawned, but Molly checked him over anyway.
"No, we're both fine."
"Cool," I said. I looked over my shoulder for a second to give Molly a smile. "Nice veil back there, fast as hell. You did good, grasshopper." Molly beamed at me. "Did my face look like that when you did that little ball of fire thing to me?"
"I prefer to think of it as a little ball of sunshine," I said. "And you were stoic compared to that guy, grasshopper."
"You did a good job too, Furface," I told Mouse. "I owe you one." Mouse opened his mouth in a doggy grin and wagged his tail. It thumped against Molly, scattering a little snow against bare skin. She yelped and burst into a laugh. Murphy and I traded a look. If the gunman had squeezed the trigger 1/100 of a second sooner or later, Murphy would be dead. The blast could have taken her in the head or the neck or torn into an artery. Without Mouse, I'd probably be dead too. And if they'd gotten me and Murphy, I doubted they'd have left Molly behind to testify against them. That one had been close. No supernatural opposition necessary. Molly might not realize that yet, but Murphy and I did. "How's the arm, Murph?" I asked quietly.
"Just hit muscle," she said, closing her eyes. "It hurts like hell, but it isn't going to kill me."
"You want me to drive you to the emergency room?" Murphy didn't answer right away. There was a lot more to the question than the words in it. Doctors are required by law to report any gunshot wound to the authorities. If Murph went in for proper medical treatment, they'd report it to the cops. And since she was a cop, it would mean that she had to answer all kinds of questions. And it would probably mean that the truth of what happened behind us would come out. It was the responsible, law-abiding thing to do.
"No, Harry," she said finally, and closed her eyes.
I exhaled, slowly, relieved. That answer had cost her something. My hands had started shaking on the wheel. Generally speaking, I'm fine when there's a crisis in progress. It's afterward that it starts getting to my nerves.
"Sit tight," I said.
"We'll get you patched up."
"Just drive," she said wearily.
So I drove.